Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Card comes across in motion. Jackson back in the end zone. Wide open is Rashad Bateman for a touchdown.
ESPN on the call. That was against the Cleveland Browns. Second matchup between the Ravens and that ball club. Rashad Bateman. Touchdown reception there from Lamar Jackson as his season exceeded all expectations. And maybe scratching the surface, Vinny, as to what this guy will become. Rashad Bateman, of course, first-round draft pick out of the University of Minnesota. And Bateman, we always knew, and you've always been a big fan of Rashad Bateman, and you like the upside, finally saw come to fruition this season.
Yeah, he had 45 receptions for 756, averaged 16.8, 9 touchdowns, 11 plays over 20 yards, 184 yak yards. You know, and he had 72 targets. So if he could up his targets to 100, you know, and catch like 55, 60 balls and have close to 900 yards, continue to keep his average up, keep his touchdowns, you know, 9, 10, right in that vicinity, maybe 15 big plays. But the yak yards need to go up around 300. That's where he needs to make a big jump there. But, yeah, you cannot, I thought, different guy. Confidence-wise, just the way that he carried himself, you know, like the year before we always talked about body language was not good. Body language here, great. You know, and there was some games where, because I remember, especially at the beginning of the year, it was like, well, whose turn is it this week? Because it was like a different guy. Each week was kind of the guy. So maybe instead of just one guy, just more consistency with all of them. Keep everybody involved throughout. But Bateman, yeah, you got to be very, very happy about Bateman, you know, because we would have never said 756 yards for Bateman. No way.
9 touchdowns. Absolutely not. Yeah. And 2 more in the playoffs, by the way. So Bateman, thumbs up big time.
Yeah. And the other thing that he did too, Bob, was he caught the ball in his hands all the time. I mean, he was snatching balls. And that goes to the confidence factor. But yeah, I thought Bate had an awesome year. And I would think that he probably feels like he can even take another step forward. And if he does, Bob, I mean, does Eric look like a genius for giving him that 3-year extension? I mean, because the money is not a lot.
Say Flowers, he had a big sophomore season himself to the point where he was named to the Pro Bowl team. First drafted Ravens receiver to ever do that, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, Zay had an awesome year, too. I mean, he had 74 catches for 1,059. 14.3 average, 4 touchdowns, 19 plays over 20 yards. And the big thing with him is 463 yak yards. He's exciting when he gets the ball in his hands. He had 116 targets. So, I mean, you know, I mean, there was like, what is that, 25, 30, like 45 incompletions or whatever between. They need to do better with receptions to targets, and then he'll get more yardage. Probably he could probably, you know, if he could double the touchdowns, that would be big. Get over 500 yak yards. But if he just says, give me Zay Flowers exactly how he was this past year, I think I'd take that. I would take that.
Biddy at 81057 The Fan, NFL Lunch here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass before we get back to the Ravens, and in particular the tight ends, their production this year, and then look ahead a little bit to 25. Kellen Moore will, in fact, be the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. This news percolated over the weekend. Even at Jeff Loria said, hey, we're going to have to say goodbye to Kellen Moore after the Super Bowl. But now he goes to the Saints, where quarterback unsettled. Maybe you have an aging running back. You have good receivers. For
got
sure.
Aging D-line.
I mean, it's problemos.
Yeah, you got your work. Yeah, cap. You're in cap hell. That is not an easy job. I mean, it's one of 32. I guess that's why you would take it. But if I'm Kellen Moore and I'm, you know, kind of like Ben Johnson, I may bet on my... Unless I get a job, whereas Ben Johnson turned down the Washington job with the second pick of the draft, you know, and you end up with Jaden Daniels. But... if I'm in that situation, and I'm in Philly, and Bob, I mean, figure they're going to run it back again, and then I'm going to have another opportunity again next year where maybe I get a better job than that one, than the Saints job.
So Kellen Moore seemed like only yesterday he was quarterback in the old Boise State Broncos. Now he is the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, but reports were yesterday, Grant Paulson, as a matter of fact, that Cliff Kingsbury could have had that Saints job if he wanted it, and he did a Ben Johnson, and he's sticking in Washington.
Yeah, and the thing with Cliff Kingsbury is he's still being paid from the Arizona Cardinals his money, so he's still getting head coaching money. And yeah, I mean, if I've got Jaden Daniels and it's just been year one, look at look at what Lamar did with Todd Monken year one to year two. So can you imagine Jaden Daniels year one to year two, you know, with haircut? And you know they're going to go. They've got a ton of cap space. They got draft picks. So they're going to be better. So I think it's a smart move for him.
All right, let's get back to the Ravens real quick. Tight end. We heard Isaiah Likely in the Lamar highlight from opening night against Kansas City. And Isaiah Likely, Coastal Carolina. I mean, the athleticism's off the charts. And since he got his opportunity last year when Mark Andrews went down, he has made the most of it and made the most of it in a big way. This guy looks like an all-pro at times.
Yeah, the thing you like about your tight end group, Bob, I mean, between the two of them, you have over 1,100 yards between the two, which is pretty impressive. The other thing that is pretty impressive about the tight end group, like Andrews, 55 receptions, 69 targets. Isaiah, 42 receptions, 58 targets. There's not the discrepancy in targets and catches like there is with the wide receivers, like Bate, 45 to 72, Zay, 74 to 116. So maybe it's because of shorter throws. Isaiah Likely, though, I'm agreeing with you, Bob. I think Isaiah Likely, he needs to touch the ball more because he is so good after the catch. He had 256 yak yards, 11.4 average, and six touchdowns. And four plays over 20 yards. I just think the kid's outstanding. You know, he's a good blocker on the perimeter. I don't think he's an online blocker, but he's got such a strong lower body and such a great base that he's hard to tackle, and he can separate. Now Andrews had 673 yards. He averaged 12.2. So your tight ends average 11.4 and 12.2. And Andrews, 11 touchdowns. 11 touchdowns, six plays over 20 yards. He only had 192 yak yards. But I thought Andrews, for Mark, had a good year. I would like to switch him this year. Likely get like close to 700 and Andrews more like 500 type thing, because I think Likely would do a lot more damage running with the football than Andrews would.
Yeah, Andrews, really good year. one really bad game. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, you're next. Stay tuned. We'll come back as well later in the hour and look at the Ravens' opponents for 2025. We always expect a ton of primetime games, but the Ravens' schedule on paper, not looking real.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Easy right now. Too catastrophic for the Orioles trying to get to the playoffs. 3 straight years for the first time since 1969 to 1971, which was one of the great teams in the history of the majors. Terps ranked number 25 in both polls. Number 8, Jerry Palm's bracketology. Number 6, Joe Lenardi at Nebraska on Thursday. Talk about that next couple of days. And you can hear the game on this here program. Oh, by the way, the Kevin Willard Show scheduled for tonight postponed because of weather. So okay. No Kevin Willard, but if you missed him today here on our program, we'll have it again for you on Thursday. So stick around. We'll get you covered there. Super Bowl's over. Champs are the Eagles. Congratulations to them. Now the Ravens offseason starts to percolate as they look to get over the playoff hump. Getting to the playoffs, no problemo. Almost literally every year getting there. Now getting to the Super Bowl has become quite the dilemma. Let's go to PT in Towson. PT, thanks for holding. How you feeling today?
Feeling great, Bob. Feeling great, definitely. And Felix Batista is feeling great also. He's been throwing off a mound for 7 months. I think he's our day one closer. He always keeps himself in great shape. I would like to see Adley. I'm a retired personal trainer, for what that's worth. And it seems like Adley was a little chubby last year. And this isn't, the 70s where it's like, you need a little extra weight behind the dish. You know, high body fat's bad, no matter where you are. So hopefully he's a little toned up.
Or maybe go see his optometrist to get that eye back in tune for the plate, because his on-base percentage dwindled last season.
Yeah, that fall off was about as surprising as, that was
not as bad as Marcus Williams, but the second half was tale of two dudes.
Well, it just seemed like Williams got paid and then he just didn't want to play anymore. Who knows, that's another mystery. I do think Heston Kjerstad's going to have an absolute breakout season. You just can't make the bet for the rookie of the year because he's lost that eligibility, but that kid he's going to hit. There's no doubt about it. But Bob, there was something you said the other day that I really do disagree with. I just want to say, I don't know how you can say, the Ronnie James Dio Black Sabbath era is better than
I like when people say that. It's like, man, I'm trying to, what did I say 2 days ago? absolutely. I think Heaven and Hell and Mob Rules are better than anything they did with Ozzy. And that was great. I'm just saying that's how awesome those two albums were. That's all they had was two albums together. But they were pretty badass. Just, again, my humble opinion.
No, I Heaven and Hell is probably their greatest song. That song kills it. But I do want to thank you. The other day you called me out the belly, and you're right. I don't know what I was thinking. He's an average manager. He was a great manager, and like you said, coach of the year at Rochester a couple of times. And then he just was coaching an older team.
Yeah, and he was manager of the year of the Giants in 78. So, he had had success at the major league level, but that, outside of Cal and Eddie and Boddicker, because I was trying to think of some of it, Mike Young looked like he was going to be a star. That didn't really pan out, but the Singies, the Lowensteins, the Al Bumbries, the Dowers, rest in peace. Those guys kind of aged dramatically. McGregor, Dennis Martinez, he had problems off the field and he reestablished himself with the Expos. That team had had its window and their window closed rapidly, unfortunately.
Yeah, but Joe got us the ring, so. But my question is for Vinny. You guys laid it out really well. The 41 touchdown, 4 interception season from Lamar is just obviously it's phenomenal. Jim Miller should, without a doubt, lose his vote. I don't think there's any debating that. And I think Vinny would agree. The Ravens, the coaching staff, what they did with that offensive line, they did an amazing job, and they're going to miss Stanley because I think he's going to go elsewhere. But my question for you, and I know the guy's superhuman, but you can go through the running backs. One of Bob's favorites, Earl Campbell. He was retired at this age. Eric Dickerson, they didn't average over, 4 yards of carry after 30. Emmitt Smith didn't average over 4 yards of carry after 31. Don't you think it's almost likely that Henry will have the career is going to start to slide down?
Well, hey, thanks. All the guys that you mentioned, I mean – just think of what the training and all that stuff is now, that he spends $250,000 a year on taking care of his body and getting himself right. So, maybe he can last a little bit longer, but you would think that at some point we're going to start to see a decline. I hope it's not this year, and I hope he has to sign another deal for another year or two because he's still being productive. But, he's a freak and Lamar's a freak. I mean, the numbers and stuff that they put up, it's freakish. And it's crazy, the numbers that they put up and the things they did.
And Earl Campbell, as he referenced, the Heisman Trophy winner out of Texas and MVP of the league second year with Houston, he got worked to death.
Oh, yeah.
And he played on turf. I mean, that Astrodome was like playing in the middle of a asphalt street. And Bum Phillips, ran his career into the ground. And, it just took a ton of hits.
The way you practiced. Yeah. I mean, just like let's use Emmitt Smith. I mean, I know how North Turner practiced. I was with him in Washington, and they beat the hell out of each other every day in training camp. In practice, they were hitting all the time. So if they were playing in today's age and training like today's age, they probably, both of them would, or most of those guys would have lasted a lot longer.
Walter Payton, now we're talking about like premier Hall of Fame guys. here, but he averaged over 4 yards a carry every year of his career except for his rookie season when he averaged 3.5 and his last season where he averaged 3.7. But every year in between, over 4 yards per carry. That's why he retired. I mean, Jim Brown averaged like 5+ for his career or something crazy like that. But to PT's point, something we've talked about, and if you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back to continue the discussion. You know, usually running backs kind of crater at some point in time.
You know who did it? Like, it was like, damn, was Ingram for the Ravens. I mean, it went, you know, had the Pro Bowl year, and then like, damn, where'd that burst in speed go?
He hurt his calf in the next last game of the regular season. It was never the same after that. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. If we have time, look at the Ravens' opponents for 2025, not predicting records or anything like that, but giving you an idea of how difficult on paper that schedule could be. Then a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock here on The Fan.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Eddie Vizcarrado, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Robert Palmer for you. Cranking it up to 12. Tomorrow's Woman Crush Wednesday. Damon Evans, athletic director, University of Maryland, will be joining us. Talk about the basketball team, football. Always good to talk football with coaching additions for Mike Loxley there. And lacrosse is getting going on. They got wrestling doing well this season. Baseball about to start. So a lot going on in College Park. And obviously some Orioles talk coming your way as well. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Arbutus. It's Ed. Ed, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Yes, sir. Bob, Vinny, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, hey, good afternoon.
Topical call. Eagles victory. Their D lineman game-long gap integrity spacing was disciplined in surge to not overcommit. And the cause and effect put a pocket chokehold on Mahomes with no middle escape, induced him to commit to a wall to nowhere, which in turn created middle field panic passing for interceptions. Two excellent, astute Eagles stand-up defenders, Mike Mann, number 53, and the Will Backer / slot and flats guy, number 33, also very smooth transition returns guy with sure hands, punts and kickoffs, rookie. Ravens with 11 picks. Every college team has a guy like number 33. Find one just like him. Put him in the same jobs here. Terrapins, starting five matchup ready to anyone. Quality minutes needed from the substitutes. Just stay ready to what you offer up best when the coach inserts you. Orioles should be a plus-plus defensive team at every position. Personal theories. Catcher is the quarterback. Shortstop and second baseman. Give me the best two badasses possible for those positions. On the corners, third and first, reactive quick hands. Outfield, learn to play with five theory, meaning corners sit in the fat barrel probability gaps, take away his best shot, run to the foul lines, of which the foul lines become your allies. Center fielder and a crown for angle pursuit rundown speed jumps. Add in timely hitting and a shutdown bullpen that can hold a lead, should be in most baseball games that you play. Still hopeful for one final piece. That's it, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed, thanks very much. Yeah, the bullpen we expect will be one of the strengths of the team. Defensively, one of the strengths of the team. 2023, they were the number one team in baseball with runners in scoring position.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, not so much, especially in the second half of the season. And, you know, the blueprint from Philadelphia is to beat the Chiefs. Does that blueprint work? I guess it works for pretty much every team, but say a Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson level nimble quarterback with more weapons to work with.
Oh, no
doubt. Way better running games.
Oh, no. I think it, offensively, I think it works for both teams, but I think defense for the Eagles, defense is what won that game. I mean, you know, one first down, Bob, in the whole first 23 yards at halftime. You know, so, I mean, it was just from the first play, they were hitting him. And that's the key. I mean, 2 years ago, what did Tampa do? Same thing. You know, but teams, you figure, well, everybody's going to do it. Then they go win the Super Bowl the next year.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Falston. It's Tim. Tim, thanks for holding. How you feeling? What's going on this Turn It Up Tuesday?
Doing good, guys. Just a couple comments. I don't know if anybody could beat Philadelphia that night, to be honest with you. They were on their game from beginning to end. But here's a couple comments. And Ronnie Stanley. You think Kansas City's got their eye on Ronnie Stanley or what? You think they could use him?
Oh, yeah, they could. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And then I'm kind of glad Kansas City lost in the regard. I'm Hollywood Brown, I didn't want to see him get a ring. I just don't think he deserved a Super Bowl ring. You know, he's kind of been a bust and overrated, in my opinion. So, didn't hurt my feelings. But here's my question, Vinny. Like, Patrick Mahomes now, you know, it's not like the old days where you get a paycheck for getting to the Super Bowl. Like, I would just wonder if he'd, like, for his legacy, if he'd have been better off losing to Buffalo in the AFC Championship game than losing the way he did in the Super Bowl. Because, you know, all that GOAT talk and all the greatest of all time and all that, that's all out the window now. You don't hear anybody talking about the greatest of all time for him. And I just wonder, like, if you think he'd be better off, you know, the way it is today, that just not even getting to the Super Bowl if you're going to lose that way.
I'd rather get to the Super Bowl and lose that way than, you know, win the AFC Championship game and go to the Super Bowl. I mean, he's been to the Super Bowl, how many times is it now?
Five.
Five times. You know, I mean, Brady lost a couple times in the Super Bowl, too. So it's not uncommon.
I mean, he's been to seven straight AFC Championship games. But I think, Nolan, get in here if you want. I think the Ravens or Bills would have given Philly a better game than Kansas City did. I mean, we're sitting here 48 hours after the fact. Because Philadelphia beat the Ravens 24-19. Lamar Jackson, 23-36. Two touchdowns. Got sacked three times. Quarterback rating 101.3. Henry rushed for 82 yards. That was the game in which Likely and Andrews both scored. Ravens were up 9-0, if memory serves. But that's when Tucker went, Yeah, that's when things... Ravens had the ball 13 or 12 minutes in the third quarter and score. So what do you think? I think Buffalo-Baltimore give them a better game than Kansas City did Sunday anyway.
Well, Kansas City's just... They're a one-dimensional team. I mean, they're counting on them to throw... They were horrible because they couldn't block them. That was big. They couldn't block them.
Yeah, they certainly would have liked to have had a Derrick Henry, for example, in that game. What that would have done for them. Is that the difference
or
between
Cook?
Sure. A difference between a win and a loss? Maybe not. I mean, we give credit to Philly here, but Lamar, his running ability, extending plays ability. Mahomes has that, but the speed of Lamar, no, not quite there. So it's a moot point, but I think they would have put up a better fight for sure.
Yeah, Buffalo, Josh Allen, if I got to run, I'll run.
Well, plus the other thing, Bob, is I'd rather have Zay Flowers, Bateman, and even Likely and Andrews, any of those guys, the way they played in that game, I'd take any of the Ravens people.
All right, here, real quick, home schedule for the home opponents, I should say, for the Ravens at 25, your division foes. An improved Cincinnati team, we think. They're going to be minus T. Higgins. What about the Ravens dancing that dance, by the way? The T. Higgins dance.
Oh.
Because he's a free agent. They can only pay so many people.
A lot of money.
And he ain't going to be one of them.
I don't think doesn't make a lot of sense, Bob, because you're going to have Zay coming up soon, and then they got a lot of guys they got to have to pay. Cheap labor is one of those 11 draft picks.
There you go. So Cincy improved. Cleveland probably still lame. Pittsburgh's never bad. They haven't been great lately. Quarterback to be determined. New England comes here. New coach.
Young quarterback.
More competitive, right?
Oh, yeah. With Vrabel, I would think they'll be a better football team.
Jets. I'm going to write this
rebuild.
Down. Win. Houston Texans. Kind of getting sick of looking at them, but they're coming to Baltimore again.
Yeah, and they can rush the quarterback. And Stroud was bad when he played against
them. Yeah, I think they'll be better next year than they were this year when they were expected to be maybe a Super Bowl-level team. They still made the playoffs and won a game. Bears, they'll be better, right?
Oh, no doubt.
Lions, All right, we know what they've been the last couple of years.
Well, Hutchinson will be healthy. That'll help.
I mean, they're good.
But they got a whole new coaching staff, pretty much.
And the last time they were in Baltimore, the Ravens ran them out of the stadium. And the year the Lions went to the championship game, as a matter of fact. And then the Rams come here. And the last time the Rams were in Baltimore, they played one of the best games regular season we've seen at M&T in a while. So the home opponents look pretty formidable on paper right now.
Yeah. Marlon Humphrey won't look like he won't want the Rams coming in. It'll be interesting, Bob. I think the home schedule is a lot easier than the away schedule.
All right, let's get to that. All right, division foes at Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland. Then the Ravens lose at Cleveland and Pittsburgh this year. Yes, they did. It needed a 51-yarder to beat Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
At Buffalo, at Kansas City, at Miami, at Green Bay, at Minnesota. I think the Vikings dip. If Tua stays healthy, Dolphins should be better. Bills are going to be, they're like the Ravens. As long as Allen's healthy, they've got a window. And as Nolan warned us yesterday, don't throw dirt on them Chiefs just yet, right?
No, I want to, as much as I want to, but I got to remind myself. With the road games there, I think more about atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the Vikings, that nobody really knows what they're going to do after, you know, a surprisingly good season this year. But that's notoriously one of the tougher places to play in the league. They get super loud there.
Oh, it's loud because it's a dome. So, yeah, Green Bay is a hard place to play. Especially, you know, depending on the time of the year. Kansas City's always tough to play. And Miami's an enjoyable place to play. And Buffalo's a hard place to play.
Well, look, this schedule on paper, they got a lot of teams that are good, should be better.
Mm-hmm.
They still got a couple bottom feeders on there, and you never know when or what time you're going to be playing some of these teams. But, you know, one of the, you know, disadvantages, I guess you want to call it, of being good is you play a tough schedule every year.
Yeah.
And
you never know. Some of those teams,
you always,
Bob,
get like these first place teams coming in here.
Yeah. And some of these teams that we think are going to be real good, it's going to be the opposite. It's going to be like, damn, you know, what happened to them? Whereas, you know, who is going to be that team that is like, damn, we didn't expect that from those guys?
Won't be the Jets. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2. Given our allotted time, Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people here?
I do. This is something that I was waiting to hear, and I know a lot of other fans out there as well. The Orioles spring training broadcast schedule has been released. They've increased the number of broadcasts. Last year they had 7. This year they are going to do 8, including the first one. It's going to be next Saturday, February the 22nd, when they play the Pirates. 8 games in total. They will be broadcast remotely by Masson here from Baltimore, so still doing that COVID stuff, even though we're in 2025. This is from Danielle, by the way, with the banner.
Allen Tuck.
Right, correct. And there's writing here about some of the other, you know, broadcast outlets for other teams out there, like the YES Network for the Yankees. They're doing all of their spring games. The Braves with Atlanta, their network, 26 of their 30 games. So Masson here in the Orioles, still kind of lacking behind.
And there's no other programming. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean,
you can't even afford to pay for your announcers to go down there. Come on.
Even still, if they're here, drive to Camden Yards remotely. I mean, wouldn't you say, all right, well, we don't want to fly them to Sarasota or Clearwater, whatever it is. Just go to the stadium. That's where they're doing the games from, right? In the Camden
Yards?
That's
what I mean. Yeah, they're broad like they did during COVID.
Yeah, so you don't have to fly them anywhere. They have to drive.
Right.
I don't know.
Well,
at least we get to see Paul Skeens probably throw that first pitch in anger for the Pirates, who, by the way, their owner got heckled at their fan fest. Sell the team.
Now, Danielle also notes here in the one paragraph, Masson apparently didn't send reporters to the winter meetings this year. So, maybe take that for what it is as well.
Maybe they're selling Masson.
Maybe. I know the Orioles payroll went up over $57 million this offseason.
And I know they're charging more because, again, you can only get Masson if you have a cable subscription. There's no standalone streaming service yet.
That's right.
Been screaming for it for years. Think you're the only two teams, the Nats and the Orioles, that don't have it. It's 2025.
Because you can download the app, but you still have to connect it through your cable provider to watch it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right.
And you're paying more. They charge you more every year for the mass.
Don't get me running hot about having to spend money for something that used to be part of your basic cable package.
We're putting the money in. I don't know where the money's going.
That is correct. All right, Nolan McGraw, let's get to that fun house.
Quick Draws Fun House. The rudeness, tuneness, text reader. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First text here on the Orioles says Gunnar Henderson put himself in the MVP conversation early last year with that hot start. Now he's getting MVP chatter ahead of spring training this year. What a treat to have a potential face of the league right here in Baltimore. I have all the confidence that he'll be able to handle the pressure. Calling it right now, 40-plus home runs, you can go ahead and book it.
Oh, I'm not denying that at all. I think Gunnar Henderson's going to have a monster year. And I think he and Bobby Witt are going to be battling it out for that shortstop honor throughout the duration of their careers. Difference is Bobby Witt's already signed an extension with the Royals and took a hometown discount to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if old Gunnar's going to do the same thing for David Rubenstein.
One here on the Ravens. Texter says, I'd like to see some more proactive thinking from Eric DaCosta this offseason. Look at the linebacker position, for example. They were all in on Simpson. He wasn't quite ready. Thankfully, you had a guy like Chris Board around who could be serviceable in the short term, but wouldn't have cost you much to get a cheap vet. Look at Philly getting Zach Bond for just a few million.
Yeah, I agree. And you got to give a lot of credit to the pro scouting department for the Eagles because they're the ones that identify those guys early on. And I'm sure the Ravens, they'll come up with some kind of plan. And I would think that there will definitely be a vet, in that group.
And one last one here on the Terps. Texter says, if Maryland is anything worse than a 5 seed, I'll be disappointed in this team. The rest of their schedule is favorable, and we can't accept an early conference tournament loss either. They have all the pieces they need.
Yeah, they've sucked in the Big Ten tournament historically since they've been in the league. But let's take care of Nebraska first before we start putting them in that top 4 line, because Nebraska's playing for NCAA tournament and Big Ten seeding themselves, and the mayor, he's a pretty slick coach. So, hey, Nebraska gave Maryland all they could handle and then some a month and a half ago, or not even a month ago, down at the Xfinity Center. We're back tomorrow. It's going to be snowing here. Apparently, it says 100% chance, even though I'm staring out the window and I see zero snowflakes. So I guess it's coming. Then again, it is snow and it's the weather and projections. We don't know. But if you're on the roads, be careful. Stay safe. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. We're going to talk to you tomorrow. Inside Access coming up next. Again, stay healthy. Class dismissed.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.